Southern Arizona Territory, April 18th, 1877. Nathan Stone plunged headlong back into the thicket from which he had just emerged, the shackles on his wrists impeding his progress. He wondered where his dog Empty was. While the hound had aided in his escape from Tavesby and Doss, the men delivering Nathan to Yuma Territorial Prison, Nathan was now on his own. He was afoot, wounded, his wrists manacled, half-starved, and without a weapon. He crept deeper into the thicket. Nearing the end of his second day as a fugitive, having had no food since the morning of his escape, there was weakness in his body and dizziness in his head.
He's in there, by God, and he ain't armed. We got him now.
Nathan lay still, overcome by weakness. Sundown was 2 hours away, but even if he evaded them until then, what good would it do him? By morning, weak from hunger and loss of blood, he would be at their mercy. As he lay there, his mind drifted back to that dark day in Pueblo, Colorado, where his friend Harley Stafford lay near death. Nathan had become involved with Harley's sister, Vivian, and his ensuing friendship with Harley had secured Harley a position with the railroad. But Harley'd been gunned down by outlaws during a train robbery, and again Nathan Stone had taken to the Vengeance Trail. Leaving Vivian with her critically wounded brother, Nathan had taken the trail of the outlaws, tracking them to Southern Arizona territory. Reaching a town, Nathan had discovered too late that it was inhabited entirely by outlaws, including the judge and the sheriff. This time, even Nathan's fast draw couldn't save him. He had been forced into a gunfight, charged with murder, and sentenced to hard labor. In chains, he had fought with and killed a brutal guard, and his punishment was more terrible than anything he could have imagined. To his horror, he was being sent to the territorial prison at Yuma as part of a profitable scheme devised by crooked officials at the prison and the outlaw Judge Ponder. For $10,000, an inmate at Yuma would be allowed to escape. The prison would report the escapee had been captured, but the man actually being returned to Yuma would be Nathan Stone. Judge Ponder had selected Doss and Tavesby to deliver Nathan to Yuma Territorial Prison, and on April 15, 1877, the trio had ridden west. One morning, beside the Gila River, when they had been about to resume their journey, Nathan had made his move. Empty, the hound, had attacked one of his captors while Nathan had gone after the other. His hands still manacled, Nathan had escaped by leaping into the river. Fearing the wrath of Judge Ponder, Tavesby and Doss had not given up the chase, and now they were closing in. Nathan was about to struggle to his feet, but to his relief he saw only his faithful hound. Tavesby and Doss had dismounted. Counting on Nathan being wounded, weak, and manacled, they were pursuing him into the thicket. The instant one of the searchers appeared, the hound was on him in a fury. When Doss dropped the colt, Nathan seized it. Tavesby was right behind Doss. He raised his gun, but it was too late.
Old son, if it wasn't for you, that might have turned out a lot differently.
Empty sat there watching him as Nathan searched both the dead men. He found the key to the manacles and freed his hands.
Come on, first thing we do is find the horses the varmints was riding and fix us some grub.
Nathan took the colts and gun rigs from both the dead men, and when he found their saddled horses, there was a Winchester in each saddle boot. He went through the saddlebags, finding bacon, coffee beans, hardtack, and most of a bottle of whiskey. With trembling hands, he started a fire, filled the blackened coffee pot at the river, and hacked off chunks of bacon. Sharing the bacon with Empty, he ate it half raw, drinking the coffee right from the pot. Nathan, mounted on one of the horses and leading the other, rode up river until he found his own horse, where his pursuers had picketed it. He picketed the other two horses alongside it.
We'll rest a day or two, Empty. Then we have some unfinished business with Judge Ponder, Sheriff Hondo, and the rest of those coyotes in that outlaw town.
Two days later, Nathan set the outlaws' horses free and headed north. Empty was somewhere ahead of him, and when Nathan was within a mile or two